Check this out. Whatever you spend, you get it back at the end of the year. We're tax deductible. We're a 501(c). Business owners, entrepreneurs, organizations, what are you waiting for? Broaden your business today. For more info on how you can get started, stop by our studios between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. At 5003 Masonic Drive, Suite 113 in the Trotters Building. Contact us, area code 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500 and ask for Tanya Raleigh or Greg Phillips. We'll be glad to help you get started. Surely we have a package for you. Find out more on how we can help your business profit. This has been underwritten by KAYT-FM.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord. You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Take place in her life, that she's free to be the vessel that you've called her to be, oh God. In the name of Jesus, unlock the prophetic gift, unlock the intercessory gift, unlock the evangelistic gift. I think that she's yours and she's sealed. Satan, I plead the blood of Jesus over this woman now, over her mind, over her body, over her assignment. You shall not have her. She shall go forward. I know her feet for purpose, that she would walk in the destiny of God. That she would not go backwards, that she would always go forward in the name of Jesus. It is so. Father, I pray for this young vessel. Wow, there is such a purity, such a sin. I don't know what you've done. Don't even care. Because in the spirit, this is what I see. There is such a purity here in your spirit. There's things that God has protected you from. You've desired to do some of the things, but he protects you. And some things, the predator was coming. But he stopped the predator because of who you are and who he's called you to be. So I thank you, Father, for covering this. Eba, covering this girl in the name of Jesus, that the fullness of her call will come forth, that the fire of the Holy Ghost will stir on the inside of her, that she would know you, that she'd desire you, that she'd want you in Jesus' name. 1 John 1, 8 through 9. Everybody say, I am royalty. I am righteous. I am victorious. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 13. 2 Thessalonians 2 and 13. But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, loved by the Lord. Tell somebody I'm loved by him. Some people may say, well, that's not important that I'm loved by the Lord. Do you not know I'm still getting the revelation that I'm loved by the Lord there? I'm still getting it. I don't have the fullness of that. I'm still getting I know he loves me intellectually. I know he loves me emotionally. But that is not downgraded completely in my spirit. It's not. But you know what, Sister Jennifer? He loves me. He loves me, Jadon. How about you? Does the Lord love you? Oh, he loves you. Jeremiah 31 says, with an everlasting love. Oh, he loves us. Don't you know, the more we know that we're loved, the easier it is for us to love. And it's not based on anything except for who he is. I'm going to say it again. His love for us is not based on anything except for who he is. God is love. And because he's love, guess what? He loves us. In fact, we love him because he first loved us. He is love. Tell somebody, I'm loved by God. I'm royalty. I'm righteous. I'm victorious. I'm loved by God. Sister Craig, getting this. See, that's why I'm saying it's who you are. And see, once who you are registers, You never have to get another text. Y'all catch that later. Morris will stop texting you. I stop texting you. No text. No text. You fall off the text list. Because now it's in you. And that's the goal that is in you. You know who you are. If you know who you are, you know where you're supposed to be. Can I say it? I'm preaching. Y'all quiet. If you know who you are, you know what you're supposed to do. Am I talking? Amen. So I don't have to no more. You know who you are. So you know you're supposed to be. You know what you're supposed to do. Because you know who you are. I got one more. That's not true. I'm not going to preach too many more, though. Oh, but if you let it work. I'm going to ask for a little candy when we leave. Not right now. Not right now. Not right now. At least one of them Twix. Hello. 1 John 1. But she was hungry. That's how you got to be in the spirit. Woo-wee! You want to get something from God? Say, God, what about me? Can I preach? You and not get offended? I mean, can I talk to you? See, whining and complaining to a degree is a gift. Y'all ain't ready. To a degree, it's a gift. It's just who do you whine and complain to? If you can whine and complain to people, you might annoy people. They might get tired of you. You still with me? But you mess around and turn that to God, and it turns into intercession. It turns into petitioning. All petition means is begging, supplication. It's just, don't go to begging people. You go to begging God. Go to complain. God, why? He love to hear that. God, why? Because you acknowledging him. I'm sorry. But you go to saying people, why? No. God, why? Tell him. He'll tell you. Y'all will start having conversations like nobody else. Because he glad you're seeking it. He'll start telling you why. This is why. See, I've learned now the majority of my praying to God, a lot of times before I even get the words out my mouth, Sister Walter, he already given me the answer. God just, oh, okay, I got it. I'm serious. He'll tell you down in your spirit before you even get the question out, not all the time, but the majority of the time. You in the right place, sis. You in the right place. You're in the right place. And I know y'all got a church. Amen. But what I mean by that is certain churches do different things. How many know in the medical field you got specialty physician? You got a podiatrist. He worked with the foot. You know, ENT, they did it with the nose, the throat. You understand? OBGYN, baby doctor. You understand? See. But when you're a prophetic person, meaning you live life through here and you're able to hear him through here, you need to be in a prophetic house. You as well. It's just the highlight was on her today. See? And when you're functioning in that, you have a drawing to that. See? And not that you have to stay in that season all your life, but you got to make sure that thing gets strong. Because you don't want to leave before that particular calling, that particular gift has developed strong enough to where you can go on to the next house and let him begin developing you the next thing or the next call, the next gifting that's in you. So you don't want to leave it undone. See, sometimes we get offended and we leave stuff undone. Don't you know you're just a broken person going to another place broken? I can't. Tell your neighbor, hang in there. Tell me it's a hang in there. Because if you hang in there, God will straighten you up and then he'll send you. There is a sending that comes. See, that's a sending. But you want to get so strong in the things of God to where you're seeing him manifest in those areas. Tell somebody, I'm royalty. I'm righteous. I'm loved. I'm victorious. All right. Here's the last one I'm going to do for today. Because I don't know how much more y'all can handle. 1 John 1:8-9. If I would have just heard three, we could handle this. Too late now. But if I had just heard three of them, some of y'all wanted to say it. But if I just heard three, it ain't fair. Because, Brother Jordan, I spent all day with it. The longer you spent, y'all remember old Moses, Deacon Jagger? Moses came down off the mountain. The glory was on him so strong, the people couldn't stand to look at his face. He had to get a veil. It's almost robbery in the church, because we can spend, if you spend a lot of time with God, people almost can't handle it, because typically we spend a lot of time doing the things of the world. Not sin, but just not in his presence. But imagine, that's why we go on this fast. Now, those of y'all who hadn't fasted before, it's okay. We only go into 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock will not kill you. It will not. 5 o'clock. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You know, I'm sure some of us are going the whole time. But Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you can miss breakfast and lunch. Drink your smoothie, some kind of shake or whatever. And every night, 7 p.m., we're going to be up here praying. Okay, what are we praying for? We're praying for the backslidden prodigals to come back home. What are we praying? We're praying for revival in our lives, in our church, in this city, in this nation. What are we praying for? We're praying for increase in everything, God. When you fast and pray, it's like turning up or just shifting from first gear to fifth gear. You're going to go faster. You're going to do more. Okay? So why am I like this? Why am I still struggling? Go ahead and participate in this fast. Why do I still can't get this breakthrough? Participate in this fast. Remember I told you earlier, a lot of times when you're in one place, all you have to do is step up a little higher. And then you come out of that maze. You come out of that mindset you've been in. Oh, praise the Lord. So Wednesday until 5, Thursday until 5, Friday until 5, Wednesday and Thursday, prayer be 7 o'clock. Friday, we'll be praying from 6 to midnight. Okay? Come on out. Watch what God does. Tell somebody it's just who you are. It's just who you are. Anybody? Anybody know somebody that was known for getting drunk? Anybody know? Anybody? Anybody know? In other words, that's such and such, they gonna turn it up. How do we know? Because they known for that. Anybody you know, they known for being a liar? Can I just known for being a liar? You know, they gonna lie. They gonna lie. Watch them now. Everything come out of their mouth, gonna be a lie. They're a liar. Amen. Nothing wrong with that. We just saying. Amen. But how many know when you're a child of God, we ought to be known for being what? A child of God. And since we're known for being children of God, we gonna do what we naturally do. We naturally pray. We naturally read. We naturally live for God. Let's do what we naturally are called to do because of who we are. This is a good place to close in 2018. 1 John 1, 8 through 9. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Last declaration, say, I am forgiven. This is so important. Because I don't care who you are, from the Apostle Paul to Pope Benedict VIII, you're going to sin at some point. And when you sin, we pray it's not often, but when you do, we need to be able to go before God and say, God, I confess that sin to you. And he'll say, okay, daughter, okay, son, I'm faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. And you have to get up, wash yourself off, and say, it's going to be hard. Depending on how close you got to him. See, the closer you get to him, the harder it is to wipe yourself out, because you said, oh, Lord, I can't believe I haven't fell so far. See, you can't have that testimony until you've been so high. When we this far away from sin, it don't feel as bad because we didn't make a great separation. But the greater separation, the harder it feels to get back up. But I don't care how great the separation and what the sin is, you need to know you're forgiven. Not based on who you are, based on what he's done on that cross. If you confess yourself, I've had to tell myself this. I confess this sin to you, God. Thank you for your blood.